This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Andrew Fournier, Sierra McManus, and Phoebe Lyons. We're talking about Feast of the Valley at Kennett High School. This is happening March 26th. That is a Thursday from 5:30 till 7:30 in the evening. It's going to have all sorts of food, live music, and it's all to benefit a great cause. For more information or to get your tickets, call 603-356-4370. That's 356-4370. Or email h_perkins@sau9.org. Andrew, Sierra, and Phoebe, thank you all for joining me.
Thank you.
So we've got a food truck-themed Feast of the Valley this year at Kennett High School. What sort of food is this going to entail?
So we're going to have a mac and meat. So it's basically going to be like a mac and cheese food truck and a hot dog station. And we had Brian Alden from Wildcat Tavern come in and show us how to make our own hot dogs. So that was a really cool experience. And then we're having the Moat smoke all of our food, which is really nice.
So that's going to be the Moats. You've got the mac and cheese. Are there any other foods that are going to be involved, or is that the mainstay of it?
We also have ice cream and smoothies coming in here, too.
So you're going to have ice cream and smoothies. And we were talking before the interview, Andrew and Sierra, you're both going to be working on practicing making ice cream and smoothies after this interview. And we talked about kind of your favorite. Sierra, you want to reiterate that? What's your favorite smoothie?
The appleberry kale.
The appleberry kale. And that will be available at this Feast of the Valley?
Yes, it will.
Awesome. And Andrew, you also said that appleberry kale was your favorite smoothie.
Yeah, we've been testing them a lot and they're pretty good.
And there was another one. It was banana and peanut butter?
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. So you can find these smoothies and more at Feast of the Valley. It's at Kennett High School, March 26th. That's a Thursday, 5:30 till 7:30 in the evening. It's a food truck-themed fest. For more information anytime or to get your tickets, call 603-356-4370. That's 356-4370. You can also email h_perkins@sau9.org. What sort of live music can we expect for this event?
It's a small group that's part of the Kennett High School stage band. It'll just be a couple people just playing some nice jazz music in the background.
Nice jazz. The perfect background music.
Absolutely.
Now, I do want to talk a little bit about the ice cream because I kind of glazed over that. Andrew, you were mentioning your favorite ice cream. You want to tell me a little bit about the types that are going to be available and which one's your favorite?
So we went with kind of like a around here, like Mount Washington vibe. So we're calling it Summit Scoops. And we're going to be doing a thin mint ice cream, a strawberry shortcake ice cream, and then a black raspberry ice cream. And the thin mint is going to be a lot of different like textures, which is really nice. And then we wanted to cover like a fruit or something like that, and then like nice chocolate sweet.
And is the thin mint your favorite? Or
100%, yeah.
100%,
yeah.
Awesome. Sierra, what's your favorite ice cream out of those?
It would have to be the strawberry cheesecake.
Strawberry cheesecake. Okay, yes. Solid. Phoebe, I want to get you in on this. Andrew and Sierra, they're part of the Culinary Arts Program, and that's their involvement. You're involved with the Key Club International, and that's the other group that's being benefited at the Feast of the Valley.
Yes. Yeah. So Key Club's job is to help the culinary program as much as we can. We put together the music. We get donations if we can help. The main part of our job is to sell tickets. It's a huge event and it benefits us both greatly. So we love to help out. We do decorations. So it's a lot of work that goes into it.
Now, obviously, the culinary arts program, food is the mainstay of that.
For sure.
What's the mainstay of the Key Club International?
We are the servers all night, so we'll be walking around in our white button downs handing you out drinks. We have a mixing station, so everybody was taught how to make some non-alcoholic drinks, so it'll be pretty fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Just in general, however, what does the Key Club do outside of this event?
Oh, we are a high school community service organization. So we work around town with different nonprofits, and we work with our school closely to help out as much as we can. And throughout the year, we raise money for district charities. We have three of those. And at the end of the year, we try to give as much money to those that we can.
If you're just tuning in, it's Feast of the Valley at Kennett High School, March 26th. That's a Thursday, 5:30 till 7:30 in the evening. They're going to have lots of food there as well as live music. And it's all to benefit the Key Club International and Culinary Arts Program at Kennett High School. For more information or to get your tickets, 603-356-4370. That's 356-4370. You can also email H_Perkins@SAU9.org. That's H_Perkins, P-E-R-K-I-N-S at SAU9.org. Phoebe, you're a senior getting ready to graduate, and you said that you were looking to kind of continue what you've been doing with the Key Club for your graduation afterwards for your college education.
Yeah, Key Club was definitely a big influence on me. I've had a lot of fun, and it totally changed my outlook. So I plan on going into social work, and I'll work with nonprofits as I continue, just to try and help kids and teens in inner cities. So.
And Sierra, are you planning on getting into culinary arts after college? I mean, after high school, or is this something that's just going to fall along as a personal passion, not a professional?
No, I'm planning on going to culinary school after high school.
Awesome. Any particular favorite type of culinary art?
Not really.
Just in general?
In general, yeah. I want to become a chef.
Awesome. Andrew, what about you? Are you planning on getting into becoming a chef?
I'd like to pursue more into the baking part of it, because that's a huge thing I do a lot on my own time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what's your favorite thing to bake?
I'm probably a brownie guy.
Brownies.
Simple.
Solid.
And easy.
Yeah, simple, easy. Everybody loves brownies.
Yeah.
I love it. Feast of the Valley, it's happening at Kennett High School on the 26th, 5:30 till 7:30 in the evening. They're going to have a food truck theme to the meals. Plus, they're also going to have smoothies, ice cream, live music. And it's all to benefit Key Club International and the Culinary Arts Program. To get your tickets, call 603-356-4370, 356-4370, or email h_Perkins@SAU9.org. That's H_PERKINS at SAU9.org. Andrew, Sierra, Phoebe, any final thoughts before we go?
Tickets are $25, and we would really love to fundraise as much money as possible.
All right. Well, Andrew, Sierra, Phoebe, thank you all for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for the commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.